Always speaking slowly.
Get your body oil on.
Understand what we say.
Find a nice chair.
Just a couple of
relax. Under the palm tree. Let's go.
Here we go. Speaking kinda slow. Gotta make you laugh with a super silly show.
Tell them.
Making funny jokes. Using words that you know. Playing on babe with a reggae flow. English conversation, that is our creation. Listen to the program for mental masturbation. Yeah.
Falling asleep on the beach with a nice book.
Bra, 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 bra.
Nice woman.
Oh, that's a teacher, that's a teacher.
With big, big beach towels.
Here we go, speaking kind of slow. Ben and Abe. And caramel.
With the super reggae flow.
Yes.
Yes.
Ben, good to see you in person.
Yeah, nice to see you. It's been a while.
It has.
Yeah. You look younger.
I look younger?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe it's because I.
Quiet
had
cat.
Do you want to just let her out? Get out of here, caramel.
Release the beast.
Maybe it's because I had a good sleep last night.
Oh, okay. You're well rested.
Well, you know, when you have a baby, it's quite rare to have a good sleep.
Yes.
So I had the best sleep I've had for quite a while.
So your baby slept through the night peacefully.
She's sleeping better now.
Is she?
Yes.
That's good news. Yeah. That's good news. See, maybe that's
it. It's great news.
Maybe that's it. You don't have any dark bags under your eyes.
No?
No.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've been taking lots of vitamins, sleeping well.
I try to remember to take various vitamins and supplements.
Right.
How about you, Space Dragon? What kind of...
You know, Space Dragon doesn't take any of those supplements.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You don't take any vitamins?
No, I just drink a lot of water.
More water than beer?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've changed, yes. It used to be more alcohol than water, and I've flipped it around. I'm making a conscious effort to drink more water.
Good. So now you're drinking more water than alcohol.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
good news.
Yes.
Because I was going to say, you know, you look pretty rugged.
Do I? Yeah.
Not. you often have a beard.
Yeah.
But your beard today looks especially like unkempt.
It is unkempt.
Like it's really growing on your neck.
Yeah, it's getting scraggly and bushy.
Yeah.
It's a bit oily.
Is this around the time when you finally decide to shave?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Once you start looking like this.
Yeah, I'm really pushing it to the limit at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. When I walk down the street, people give me coins because they think I'm homeless. I've got all these coins in my pockets with my cardboard box.
People give you coins.
So, oh, you poor thing.
Here, get yourself some bread.
Yeah, get a coffee or something.
Please.
Yeah, I need to shave my beard. I know.
So maybe the next time we record, you're going to have a very clean shaven face.
Maybe. Yes, I look much younger with a clean shaven face.
Yes, we call that to be clean cut.
A clean-cut man.
Yes.
Yes.
He's a clean-cut guy.
Clean-cut guy.
He always is shaved.
Yep. Looks professional.
Yes. Like, well-dressed.
He could walk into a business meeting at any time.
Yeah.
And impress.
Neither of us are clean-cut guys.
I'm not the type.
No.
I can do it.
I have long hair.
Yep. You've got a mullet. I've got a beard.
It's not a mullet.
It's a mullet at this point.
No, it's not.
It is. If you tie it up, it's a ponytail.
Ben saying the word mullet. Mullet is a very specific hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not popular anymore.
I guess it was in the 1980s.
Yeah. A mullet is where you have kind of a regular haircut, short haircut on top.
Yes.
And on the sides. Regular looking short haircut.
Business kind of, at the front.
Yes, clean cut. But at the back, you have a long...
It's party time.
Yeah, you have long hair only at the back.
Yes.
That's called a mullet.
And true, you don't have that exactly. But no. With a hat on, it looks like you have
all my hair is long.
Yes. But with that, you got a hat mullet.
Yeah. And people say about mullet, it's business in the front and party in the back. So it's kind of clean cut looking in the front.
Yep.
But the back is long and wild.
Yeah. Bad look. Bad look.
So when I wear a hat, it looks like I have a mullet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But all my hair is long.
Okay. All right. I take it back. Not a mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ben, we're taking a video.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's a video right there.
It's rolling.
Hi, guys.
So everyone can see your unkempt beard.
Yep. That's all right. If you guys need any tips how to grow a beard, I'm happy to help.
Yeah, because you don't have to do anything.
Yep. That's the key. Don't do
Although,
anything.
Although, I can't grow a beard.
You can.
Well, not a good beard.
You're not trying hard enough.
Not a full beard. What's your tips to me, someone who naturally doesn't have a lot of facial hair?
Regrowth technique, right? So you grow it as much as you can, and then you shave it, and then you repeat that process until you've got a big old bush.
I don't think that works.
I don't know if that works. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
know. Bad advice.
Well, or another thing you can do is do some manly stuff.
Why?
I don't know. And then it'll produce.
Are
more,
you saying
more
I'm,
hair.
Are you saying I'm less of a man because I don't have a beard?
No, I'm saying you
Ben.
Haven't done an. Maybe you haven't. You got to kill an animal with your bare hands.
I've done that.
Have you? You've done that.
Oh yeah.
It's not a manly thing.
Humanely.
With your bare hands.
Yes.
I don't know if that's possible.
Well,
can you kill something humanely in the kindest way, the least pain, with your hands only?
You can do it with your feet.
Like kick it really hard.
Stomp on it.
Bang! Right on the brain.
I did that.
Okay. To put an animal out of its misery.
Yes. And I put it out of its misery.
You just walked over and stomped on its head. Is that right?
I don't know if I want to tell this story.
Too late.
Okay, well, as you know, my parents are veterinarians.
I do know that.
And I was brought up with a very strong sense of animal welfare.
Good.
You shouldn't let animals suffer.
No, you shouldn't.
Animals don't go to the hospital and get painkillers.
They don't.
They just suffer until they die.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I'll tell the story.
Right.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh. It's a horrible story.
I thought that was kind of it. You stomped on a bird.
It's much worse.
There's more to it.
Okay. Ooh, this is bad. Okay. Get ready. You guys, you might want to skip this story. It's
Hold
very
on tight.
It's very brutal.
If you're eating, stop.
Okay, so I'm in the car with my friend.
Okay.
And crows often hop instead of fly.
They do.
Especially when they're younger.
Yeah, they are hoppers, aren't they?
Yeah, they kind of hop, hop, hop. They hop anyway. They often get hit by cars because they try to hop out of the way and they can't hop fast enough.
Stupid. Yeah.
Stupid.
Stupid. Well, I mean, you know.
Stupid crow.
Think about how long have cars and roads been around?
Anyway, Ben, let me just finish this horrible story.
Okay.
Okay, so my friend hits this crow.
Yeah.
And he's, oh, fuck, I hit the crow.
Uh-oh.
And I say, oh, no, look, it's obviously very badly injured.
Okay.
It can't be saved. It can't be helped.
Right.
It's like, rawr, rawr.
Kill me, Abe.
So I say, Ken, my friend's name, actually, same friend I visited in Tokyo recently.
Okay.
They pushed him around in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So that he could eat and drink more and more.
You're a very good friend.
Thank you. I told this story on my other podcast. Check it out. Gogo Abe Kaiwa, episode 553.
553?
Yes.
Jesus.
Anyway, I say, Ken, we can't leave that crow there. You hit it with your car. It's our responsibility to put it out of its misery.
What, Ken wanted to go?
Yes, he wanted to go. Everyone would want to go. Nobody wants to get out of the car and kill the crow.
Hit and run.
Yeah, people want to do the easy thing.
Yeah, drive away and forget.
I say, Ken, we have to go back. I have to kill that crow.
Right. Got to do it.
So he had to drive around the block.
Right.
Because it's kind of a busy street.
Okay.
In a busy area.
Back to the scene of the crime.
Yes, back to where he hit the crow.
Hmm.
So, fuck, it's so brutal. So he stopped the car.
Right.
And I got out and I said, okay, I'm going to go stomp this crow to death.
Okay. You have to sort of prepare yourself mentally for that.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I walk up to the crow.
Right.
But during the time when we drove around the block, some people had come and said, oh, no, the crow, the poor crow.
Oh, so now there's a crowd.
What should we do? What should we do?
No one's stomping it.
But I had already mentally prepared myself.
They don't know Big Daddy Stomper's coming.
And I say, you guys, we have to kill this crow. And there was this older...
Everybody stand back. I'm a professional.
Yes, yes. I said, you guys, I have to do this. My friend hit it. I have to kill this crow.
My father's a veterinarian.
I don't care what you think.
They're like, no.
You're wrong.
Okay.
No, don't kill the crow. Call the police. Call an ambulance. Like, what the fuck? It's a crow.
The bird police.
Yeah, the ambulance is not going to come and save the crow.
No.
So I did the hard thing. I did the thing that people don't want to do.
Wow. In front of everybody.
Well, that's when it got really bad.
Yeah. You got to stomp and run.
Because I said, look, this crow is going to die. It's either going to be fast or it's going to be slow. I'm going to do it fast.
Okay. So you want to watch or do you
want to... I said to this older lady who had a heavy accent.
Mm-hmm.
She was from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
She was like, what are you doing?
Please don't kill the crow.
What are you doing? And I said, look, stand back. This is only going to take a second. She said, sorry, crow. I'm very sorry. But... and I tried to stomp on it.
Okay.
But it kind of flapped and it moved a little bit.
Oh, so you didn't get a good connection with the head.
And, oh, it was horrible.
So you had to go for another stomp.
Many stomps.
Oh, many stomps? My God.
And this lady starts screaming. So I'm trying to stomp on this crow. Poor crow, I have to kill you. I'm sorry. And she's screaming and she's saying, you're a monster! You're a monster!
She was saying that, yeah.
And she started screaming, help! Somebody help! Help! Oh.
So let me guess, you stomped her too.
No, and I'm laughing now, but it really was horrible. And finally,
very uncomfortable.
Finally, I really got it.
Okay. The death blow.
Yes.
The final stomp.
I completely crushed it.
No.
And I felt it, and it was a horrible feeling. And I killed the crow, and the lady ran away screaming.
Okay. Well, you put the crow out of its misery.
I did.
You did the right thing.
I know.
But you ruined that lady's week, probably.
Probably.
Mm.
She said, I saw the most horrific thing today, this terrible man.
Yeah. She's having nightmares.
Because they didn't see us hit the crow.
Oh, okay. Well, lucky for that, because that's even worse. Not only are you stomping it, but you're the guys who created the situation.
I know, but that's the thing.
Mm.
Our car hit the crow, so I felt it's our responsibility not to just leave.
Well, I mean,
let the crow die a very slow and painful death.
Yeah. Technically, your friend's responsibility. He was driving, right? Yeah. Did he stay in the car during this?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, nobody wants to do that.
Nobody does. Nope.
But that's the way I was raised.
I had the opposite. I didn't want to do it, and my friend did it. So I was like your friend.
Yeah, you've been in that situation before?
Yeah, in a car that hit a kangaroo.
Oh.
I wasn't the driver.
Yeah.
And there were lots of us standing around wondering what to do.
And finally someone did the hard thing.
Just walked up with a shovel and
yes.
decapitated it.
Yeah. You know, if you want to be a man.
Yeah. So here I am telling you to do manly things, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
and
so
it came down to the crunch.
Even though you have a thick, unkempt beard.
Yes. And big manly muscles.
You weren't man enough to do the hard thing.
I wasn't. Yeah.
But maybe, you didn't hit the kangaroo.
Maybe that's why I got tiny balls.
Was it you who hit
no,
the
it
kangaroo?
Wasn't. No, it wasn't. I wasn't driving at the time.
That is horrible though.
Yeah.
I've seen my dad do that. Someone had hit a deer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And my dad wouldn't let the deer just slowly die. Even though he didn't hit it.
Right.
He stopped the car and he did the hard thing. The thing people don't want to do, but the hard thing, the right thing to do.
You got
to
do it. So guys, if you see an animal in pain, kill it as soon as possible. You see somebody walking their dog and the dog's limping a little bit.
The thing is.
Stomp it.
You know, I say this, but depending on your culture,
yeah,
some people don't agree. They think you should let the animal suffer.
Well, they're wrong.
Well, that's the way I was raised, so I think I'm right. But, you know.
I think it's an objective sort of truth that we shouldn't let things suffer.
Right.
Yeah.
God, what a horrible story.
Disgusting way to start the episode.
Yeah.
How could you, Abe?
It's sorry,
like, I
guys.
Feel like you stomped me in the ear with that story.
I stomped you on your ear by telling you the story?
Yeah. Yep. Each word was a stomp to
ow,
me.
Ow.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Poor crows.
You brought back a very hard memory. You a monster. He's
yeah,
a monster.
Yeah, that
somebody
voice.
Somebody help.
You should
and
make
there
it.
There I am just, God. Yeah.
Crow Stomper.
Oh, don't. Dun, 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 dun. Don't call me Crow Stomper.
Hey, guys, you ready to stomp some crows?
God. All right, let's just do one listener. Try and change the mood.
Let's cheer up.
Yeah.
Forget that crow. It's dead.
All right.
Let's talk about hot crows.
If you've got a question, anything's okay. If you've got a question,
what should you do? What should you do?
Just ask Ben and Abe.
That's right.
Because we
answer you.
You. I always fuck it up.
You wrote the song.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Remember what I've written. I made too many songs.
You have made a lot of songs.
I made a lot of songs, yeah.
All right. This question comes from Hannah.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Bobana.
Hannah Bobana.
Hannah Banana in Havana.
Ah, in Havana.
Yes. The capital city of Cuba, Havana.
Havana. Yep. Yep. Home to delicious cigars.
Anyway, Hannah... says she loves our program. Thank you very much, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah.
And she also loves cats.
Oh, really? A cat lover.
Yeah, me too. I love cats.
Yeah, I like cats.
You don't love them?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a dog man. I'm a dog guy.
You don't love Pepper?
No, I don't. I mean, I like Pepper.
You don't love Pepper?
We're not at that stage of our relationship.
You don't love him yet.
Not yet.
Hear that, Pepper? Yeah. Careful.
Because
this guy might stomp you.
I give a lot. You know, I'd make an effort, but I feel like... Pepper's good. Caramel, your other cat, does not like me.
Yeah.
Hates me.
Caramel doesn't like you.
But see, I still like her. And it takes time to love.
She feels very nervous around you.
I don't know why. I've always been kind to cats. I've had cats in the past. So. It's
probably because you have a unkempt beard.
It's the beard.
Yes. And it's the beard. You probably smell like a dog.
I probably do. I did have a shower yesterday, but that was before work.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I don't have time.
I showered last Friday.
Yeah, when did I shower?
Yeah. Okay, let's do Hannah's question.
Okay.
She loves cats.
Okay.
All kinds of cats.
All of them.
Yeah.
Big ones, little ones.
Tigers, lions.
Even those cats with no hair.
I think so.
I hate those ones.
Those are really freaky looking. Yeah. Those weird cats with no hair.
They're horrible. And you probably got to rub oil on them every day or something.
Although,
keep them wet.
Then you don't have to vacuum up cat hair all the time.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
That's the good part.
Yeah, I saw you this morning. You're covered in cat hair.
Yes. Anyway,
yes, yeah.
Hannah loves cats, all cats, and her favorite kind of wild cat.
Ooh, let me guess.
Okay.
An ocelot.
An ocelot. No.
Lynx.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, so ocelots are a kind of wild cat.
Yep.
Lynx also, a larger wild cat.
Lynx, they've got really cool hair.
Yes.
Don't they?
So in particular, she loves Canadian lynx.
Ah, Canadian lynx.
Yeah, there's three kinds of lynx.
Okay.
And her favorite is the Canadian lynx.
She's just saying that because you're from Canada.
Nope. No? She likes the Canadian lynx the best.
Okay.
Which is a large wild cat.
Mm, scary.
Often mistaken for a bobcat.
Oh, yeah, because you guys have bobcats, lynx, mountain lions, probably.
Yep. Cougars.
Yeah. Cougars.
Lynx, mountain lions, bobcats, ocelots. There's quite a few different kinds of wild cats.
A lot of big cats.
Yeah, but they're not like as big or impressive as a tiger or a lion.
No, but I mean a mountain lion will kill you easily.
Mountain lions and cougars generally don't attack people.
No, no, no. Yeah.
But they will eat your dog.
Oh, okay.
Very common.
I'm going to eat little Nima.
Yep. They would. One of my mother's employees was running with her dog, a small dog, and she just heard cha-chack, 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 the claws on the road.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was a cougar.
Right.
And it stole her dog right away from her. Yoink. While she was running.
I'll take that. Thank you. It's
terrible.
And it killed the dog?
Well, it grabbed the dog and ran away.
Oh, man.
You know, that's it. You're not going to get your dog back from a cougar.
I'd hunt that cougar down. I'd follow Nima's smell.
Yeah.
His farts.
Another meaning for cougar
is
an older lady who likes to seduce younger men.
Likes those younger men.
Yes.
Like us.
She's a cougar.
Yeah, she's a cougar.
Woo! That's a hot cougar.
She likes those young men.
Yeah.
That's my favorite kind of
cougar.
Big cat.
That's my favorite kind of big cat.
Yeah. I like sexy older ladies.
Yeah. Like a fine wine.
My dream job, I've always said, is
getting better with age.
I want to be a prostitute for older ladies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Moving on. Hannah loves Canadian lynx.
Okay. Who doesn't?
Yeah, they're very cool. Mm. And she was asking, where can I go in Canada to see a lynx in the wild?
I don't know. I feel like they're kind of, you know, they hang around the feet of the mountains.
We call those the foothills.
The foothills.
Yeah. The area at the bottom of the mountains.
I feel like that's a kind of a lynx's zone.
That sounds correct.
Yes.
Lynx tend to live in quite cold areas.
Right. Well, they've got so much fur.
Yep. And their main food is a rabbit who kind of lives in the snow.
A certain type of rabbit is a lynx's favorite food.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah. So I told her, no, you're not going to see a lynx in the wild.
You'd have to be very lucky.
And you'd have to spend a long time waiting and watching.
You'd have to cover yourself in rabbit blood and just lie down and don't move. And if you're very lucky, one might come along.
Oh, yeah, that's good advice. Cover yourself in rabbit blood.
Head to toe.
And lie in the snow.
Yep, and don't move a muscle.
And wait for a lynx to come and lick you.
Yeah. And then
anyway,
see it.
Yeah, you probably won't see a lynx in the wild. They live in snowy areas. Mm-hmm. And I told her, the lynx might see you.
Oh, yeah.
But you probably won't see the lynx.
Creepy. Creepy lynx.
Yeah. It's more common to see bobcats or mountain lions than lynxes.
I never saw any of those things in Canada. I saw a wolverine, though. I was very lucky.
You did travel in Canada. What's your advice for Hannah Banana? Where should she go?
Head to the Rocky Mountains, Hannah. And if you don't see a lynx, no problem. You'll see some beautiful scenery and all kinds of other animals. It's a great, very active place, but full of life.
Great advice. Go to the Rocky Mountains. I'm sure there are lynxes living there.
Yep.
That's probably your best chance to see a lynx.
Absolutely.
Also, pretty good chance you'll see many other types of wildlife.
It's bursting with life.
I'd say in particular, Jasper National Park.
Oh, Jasper. Yeah, good call.
Yes, it's a huge national park in the Rocky Mountains.
Yes. I visited Jasper Lodge.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's actually where I had my dangerous animal training.
Dangerous animal training?
Yeah. Because when I arrived, you know, a stupid young Aussie, and I was a staff member of the hotel.
Okay, so you arrived to work in a hotel.
Yep, and part of the induction.
The orientation.
Orientation mm-hmm. Was, yeah, learning about the dangerous animals.
You must have loved that.
I loved it. Yeah, I couldn't get enough. It was the only good bit of the training.
Anyway, Hannah, Jasper National Park, beautiful, in the Rocky Mountains of Canada. It's probably your best chance to see a lynx, and you'll definitely see a lot of other cool stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
So I hope you enjoy Canada, and I hope you see a lynx.
Oh, she's going to Canada.
Yeah, that's why she wants advice. I think she's going.
Oh, okay.
I recommend going in the summertime. Unless you love skiing or snowboarding.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like skiing or snowboarding, stay away in winter.
Yeah. All right, Ben, let's wrap it up. Thank you for listening, guys. We've got some more 5-star reviews on Apple. Thank you. But
oh, thank you. Yeah.
No one has written a review.
Oh, okay, write a review. Say how cool we are and funny and educational.
If you haven't written a review, please take the time to write one on Apple Podcasts. That helps us out a lot.
Don't be lazy. And it's also good practice for your English. Just write a little review.
Yeah, come on. Why not? Yeah. Hey, come on.
Come on. Doesn't cost you anything.
Hey, why not? Come on. Okay. Guys, thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
See you guys.